Afghan President Ashraf Ghani meets with President Biden at the White House this afternoon to discuss the future of U.S. presence in Afghanistan. Taliban attacks on Afghan forces are accelerating, and U.S. intelligence agencies now say the government in Kabul could fall within 6 months of American troop withdrawal. President Biden has pledged to bring all American troops home by September 11th, but the Associated Press is reporting that the U.S. will keep around 650 troops in Afghanistan after that deadline. Michael Kugelman is deputy director at the Asia program at the Wilson Center, and he joins us now on Skype. Michael, welcome back.
Good to be here with you.
And first to this report about the United States keeping a few hundred troops in Afghanistan after that withdrawal deadline. What do you think? Is that something that President Ghani wanted?
Well, absolutely. I think that one of Ghani's big asks, so to speak, is that the U.S. slow down the pace of the withdrawal so that you have some remaining U.S. forces in Afghanistan until the very last day before that September deadline, just because there had been some talk in earlier weeks that the U.S. would try to have the final withdrawal done as early as July. Now, the fact that we're hearing that some troops could remain in Afghanistan beyond the deadline would be a huge relief for Ghani and for Afghanistan, given how ferocious the insurgency has become in Afghanistan. But I think that the one question, now that this news has come out of some U.S. troops remaining beyond that September deadline, is how does the Taliban react? You know, the Taliban has been insistent that all U.S. troops must be out of the country by the time of the final withdrawal, and you know, the U.S. and the Taliban signed an agreement last year that stipulated that every single U.S. troop be out of the country by May. Now it's supposed to be September, but the fact that the U.S. plans to keep some there brings up the question as to what would the Taliban do? Might it try to turn its guns on those remaining forces? That remains to be seen.
You think it might put those Americans at risk?
Well, absolutely. I mean, one of the outcomes of the agreement that the U.S. signed with the Taliban in February 2020 is that U.S. forces would leave the country, and that in that interim period before the U.S. forces left, the Taliban would no longer target them. And this is why we have not had any U.S. Combat deaths in Afghanistan since that point. But if the Taliban hears that the U.S. is going to retain some forces in the country beyond the final withdrawal, then I think that one has to wonder how one has to fear how the Taliban might react. And indeed, I think that those remaining U.S. troops could find themselves in harm's way.
I want to ask you about the U.S. intelligence report that we saw this week saying that within 6 months of American troops leaving Afghanistan, the Taliban is likely to regain control of the country and topple the government. What's your impressions of that intelligence? Is there anything in there that's surprising to you, or does that make sense?
To me, it sounds a bit off. I think that certainly the Taliban will continue to make tremendous gains after U.S. forces leave. The fact that you'll no longer have U.S. air power in the country as an option for Afghan troops to call in to help them on the ground means that it'll be much easier for the Taliban to enter and unfortunately seize a number of cities. And of course, that's the road to seizure of the government on the whole. But the U.S. Has committed to providing continued financial assistance to the Afghan military, which is critical because I think that so long as the Afghan armed forces continue to be able to pay for equipment and to pay their foot soldiers, that should be able to keep things together. And certainly the fact that we now, it sounds like there will be some small numbers of U.S. troops remaining, that could help keep things at bay as well. And, you know, the Afghan security forces, as much as they're beleaguered and as much as they're struggling, I mean, this is a professional fighting force that is able to hold off the Taliban. And, you know, let's not forget that, as you know, we hear so much about these dozens of districts that the Taliban has seized in recent weeks, and they have, but we hear less about the fact that in some cases, Afghan forces have been able to retake some of these districts that have been seized by the Taliban. So I think that estimate was, I think it was a bit unrealistic, but I certainly hope that it's not correct.
President Biden is saying this week as well that Afghans who worked with the U.S. military are going to be evacuated from that country, and it would protect them from being targeted by the Taliban when the U.S. troops withdraw. This could be thousands of people. Do you think it's the right move?
The U.S. owes it to all of those Afghans that work directly with the U.S. in Afghanistan. And I think that there's naturally a lot of bureaucratic and administrative obstacles. And as I understand it, the COVID pandemic in Afghanistan has also made it difficult for the U.S. to work through this process. But, you know, you need to go out there and pull out all the stops and do whatever is necessary to ensure that these Afghans that have helped Americans are brought out of the country, preferably with their families as well, and put in a place where they'll be more safe. The Taliban has sent out statements assuring that these Afghans that have worked with the U.S. will be safe in Afghanistan as long as they don't do any more of that. But, you know, let's be very clear. You know, those that had worked with the U.S. are not going to trust those assurances from the Taliban, given the Taliban's track record.
Michael Kugelman is Deputy Director of the Asia Program at the Wilson Center. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.